Becoming a mom is a wonderful and amazing experience. But I don't think any of us would say it is easy. After I graduated from college, I had a job, a house, and I was married. It was the perfect time to add a new member to the family. My due date was on December 25th, but 3 weeks before that, my doctor said that it could be earlier. So I started to pack my stuff, shampoo, soap, pads, diapers for the baby and milk for Mua, everything I would need for me and my baby too. In Poland, the hospital does not give anything to patients. In the United States, many of things that you will need are included. 2 weeks before my due date, my contraction started. I met my doctor and we spoke about how my body was changing. He told me I should be ready in a minute or in a day. I thought, all right, I am ready. I wasn't ready. Contraction came and went. I tried to stay relaxed and calm. On Friday afternoon, my contraction became regular. That was the signal we were supposed to go to the hospital. I called my mom and she told me to not panic. She said, stay a little longer at home because this process sometimes takes hours. I started to wonder why she told me this. I wanted to be over. I didn't want to wait, but I trust my mom. I went back to bed and tried to sleep, but I couldn't. I did not feel comfortable with the pain, which was constant now. I told my husband that something was not right. It was getting worse. Around 9 a.m. the next day, my husband and I decided we were not going to wait any longer. When we arrived at the emergency room, no one was there. I had to wait 30 minutes until we heard a voice calling us. My contractions were getting stronger and stronger, and they came quicker and quicker. I started to call for help, but no one was there. Everybody was busy. In Poland, there was a shortage of nurses. Around 12 p.m., a nurse came and took me to the place where women give birth. I was shocked to see three women lying in the same room. Whoa, I thought, this cannot be real. I was shivering and did not know what to do. I was scared, nervous, and afraid. The nurse asked me if I wanted my husband there or not. My answer was quick. There was no way I was staying there alone. She moved us to a single room, which was not too far away from the labor room and the only one in the whole hospital. The nurse pointed out that I was dilated 5 centimeters and maybe I would go into labor tomorrow. She mentioned nurses would not come soon. They had other patients before me. I was frightened. I knew I would be a mother soon, but the question was when and how much more time would it take. Time went very slow. Around 3:30 p.m., nurses came to my room and couldn't believe my laboring started. In 30 minutes, I would become a mom to a wonderful baby. I had my second and third child in the United States. When they moved me to a room, the nurses asked me if I knew how to breathe right. I said I wasn't sure. Bad memories of my previous delivery came back to me. They explained how breathing is important during labor and there was a monitor showing me how my contraction went up and down. One of the nurses told me to watch the line on the screen, which would let me know how far apart my contractions were. Nature sends lots of signals, just listen, observe your body, she pointed out. And this was awesome advice. All the instruction and recommendation from the nurse helped me a lot. I knew I was in good hands. I am pleased that I had this great group of people while giving birth. The nurses in America were more educated and prepared. They were also more helpful.